just want to act nasty all the time. But we could never, like most families have family reunions. Mm-hmm. Not my mom's side of the family. Mm. Can't never get together and have one. We had one, I remember a while back, maybe in the early 80s. Everybody got together and started arguing. So they just don't, we don't have one on my mom's side of the family. On my dad's side of the family, we have one. We haven't had one in the last maybe 2 or 3 years, but I think we're going to have one this year. They're trying to plan one for this year.
So when you have one, who comes?
On my dad's side of the family, yeah. Everybody. They come from all over.
Where are they?
We got some family members in Florida, Kentucky. I don't know where everybody come from, but they come out. I'm sure they come from all over. Mm-hmm. But I know Florida and Kentucky. Yeah, Florida and Kentucky. And people just, they just spread it out. Some people are up here in Atlanta. A lot of people are here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But here they all come down to the country for the family reunion. That's one good thing about my dad's side of the family. They get together and just have a good time.
They don't argue like your mom.
Oh, no, they don't argue. They get drunk and like the same. Yeah, have a good time. Yeah.
So, did your dad have brothers and sisters?
My dad had two brothers. One, two, three. I think about two. He had two brothers and I think about three or four sisters. Mm-hmm. And one of his brothers died a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So, it's just two boys left now. And all his sisters are still living.
Did they have kids?
Yeah, they had kids. Yeah. Everybody got kids, yeah. My Uncle Bob that passed, he had a girl. He just had a daughter. Her name is Sandra. And my Uncle Ben, he had two kids. Two boys. But one of them's not really a boy no more. You know what I mean?
Explain that one.
Junior growed up, he was just always on the feminine side. You know, like all the boys be outside playing, he always wanted to hang out with my sisters, you know. You know, he wanted to hang out with the women, so that's how he grew up. With feminine ways, you know, and now he's on the other side. You know, he's transvestite.
So he had a sex change or no?
Well, he in the process of doing it. But he has all the breast and everything else.
So how do you feel about that?
I mean, that's Junior. I mean, he all right. I mean, I guess. I got to give it to him. He keep himself real well maintained because you really can't tell that he's a man. Hmm. You know what I mean? He don't have like man hands or no big old Adam's apple where you can tell, you know what I mean? He don't have any man features like big feet or anything like that. So, you know, it's really hard to tell that he's a man, you know.
Well, he's not anymore, I guess.
Well, he's a man to me.
Yeah. Okay, so we were talking a little while ago and you mentioned that your family gets together for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Tell me, what kind of food do you guys eat on Thanksgiving and Christmas? Describe the menu in detail.
My mama, she's a very good cook. She does wedding. She's a professional caterer on the side. Beside her full-time job. My mom, she throws down for every occasion. Thanksgiving, turkey, ham, collards, cabbage, string beans, macaroni and cheese. What else do she have? She just have everything. Might be broccoli casserole, broccoli and rice casserole. My sister's always in charge of all the cakes. Mm-hmm.